Blog Talk Radio.
Only our hands to raise. We are healed. We are blessed. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed right now. Abraham's blessings are mine. Hallelujah. Abraham's blessings are mine. Jesus' blessings are mine. We are blessed in the morning. We are blessed right now. Jesus' blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. Hallelujah. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed right now. Abraham's blessings are mine. Hallelujah. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. Blessed in the morning, we are blessed right now. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are yours. Hallelujah. Abraham's blessings are yours. You are blessed in the morning. You are blessed right now. Jesus' blessings are yours. Hallelujah. Abraham's blessings are mine. Hallelujah. Jesus' blessings are mine. We are blessed in the morning. We are blessed right now. Abraham's blessings are ours. Jesus' blessings are yours. We are blessed in the morning. I am blessed right now. Jesus' blessings are yours. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed right now. Abraham's blessings are mine. My hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord. My hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord. Everything I do, surely must be blessed. Everything I do, surely must be blessed. My hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord. I'm happy with the blessings of the Lord. My hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord. Everything I do surely must be blessed. Everything I touch surely must be blessed. My hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord. With the blessings of the Lord. Your hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord. Our hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord. Everything we do surely must be blessed. Everything we touch, surely must be blessed. With the blessings of the Lord. My hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord. My hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord. Everything I do, surely must be blessed. Everything I touch, my hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow. Praise ye the Lord, from whom our blessings flow. praise him forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow. Praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. Praise ye forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. From whom our blessings flow, from whom our blessings flow, from whom our blessings flow, praise ye the Lord, from whom our blessings flow, praise ye forever. We praise ye the Lord, from whom our blessings flow. From whom our blessings flow. From whom our blessings flow. Praise ye the Lord. From whom our blessings flow. Praise ye forevermore. We shall praise him. O God of blessings. For your blessings upon us. O God of blessings, for your blessings upon us, your blessings flow and abided forevermore. O God of blessings, for your blessings upon us, O God of blessings, for your blessings upon us. Your blessings flow and abide forevermore. O God of blessings, for your blessings upon us. O God of blessings, for your blessings upon us. Your blessings flow and abide forevermore. Hey, people. Indoria Baba, he blood the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, have your way today. You are Jehovah Jireh. God, you are Jehovah. God, pour your blessings upon everyone of us today. Spiritual blessings, physical blessings, financial blessings. Abundance and grace and blessings and favor be poured upon every one of us, upon everyone that is keen into this program today. God bless your people in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We receive from your throne of grace all that you have for us today. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the sick say, I am whole. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Let the redeem of the Lord be so. Let the redeem of the Lord be so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeem of the Lord be so. Let the redeem of the Lord be so. Let the redeem of the Lord be so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigneth forevermore. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let I redeem of the Lord be so. I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. I got thee. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigneth forevermore. Blood of Jesus. Name of Jesus. God, arise, and your enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Toraba, Sayaba, Erebu, Sembiria. The name of Jesus is higher than all the names. It is not an ordinary name. It is full of power and grace. The name of Jesus is greater than all the names. It's not an ordinary name. It's the name of the power and grace. The name of Jesus is greater than all other names. It is not an ordinary name. It's the name that's full of power and grace. The name. Of Jesus is greater than every other name. It is not an ordinary name. It's the name that's full of power and grace. The name of Jesus. It's greater than all other names. It is not an ordinary name. It's the name that's full of power and grace. The name of Jesus is higher than all other names. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power and grace. The name of Jesus is higher than all other names. It's not an ordinary name. It's a name that full of faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. God is a good God. We thank God for this hot summer. It's very hot over here. I don't know how it is over where you are. So temperatures are different now. But God is with us and he always see us too. With all this climate change and all this, by the grace of God, we're going through all this. And Andrew Cross sang a song, say, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every day is blessed, whether sunny, whether bright, whether rainy, whether winter or cold or summer. We just receive all the weathers and we just take it just like that. There's nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Y'all, welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop John Biokoro coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, blesses. Today I'm led to share with you on the topic, the purpose of God's blessing. And God is the blesser, the rewarder. The earth is the Lord, and his fullness thereof. A thousand cattle and a thousand hills belong to him. The oil well riches, offering belongs to him, so he gives it to whomever he will. But there's always a purpose for everything. For everything, there is a purpose. And the earlier we fulfill God's purpose in our lives, the better. If you look at the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, which is our text, you see God calling Abraham from the awe of God called Abraham. And he said, Abraham, Abraham, I know you have a different spirit. You are looking for me, but here am I. I am your God. You are my person. You come with me, and I will bless you, and I will make nations out of you. Whoever blesses you, I will bless. Whoever curses you, I will curse. And then God asked Abraham to go. And then he has received the blessings of God upon his life. But today we're going to be talking about what are the reasons why God bless people. What is the purpose of God's blessing? The first thing I want to bring out is God doesn't bless people to go and fight war. God does not put blessings in your hands to go and buy ammunition and kill people. That's not the purpose of God's blessing. Because it has become a phenomenon. It has become the order of the day. When people are rich and they have it, they quickly think about fighting, they quickly think about war, they quickly think about killing and the destruction of life and property. That's not the purpose. See, Germany became the richest country when Adolf Hitler was in power. Germany became the richest country, and Adolf Hitler, being the president of the richest country at that time, he had wealth. There was wealth in Germany. And so he quickly thought of what to do. And what came to his mind was, I want to rule the whole world. Because I'm rich, I want to rule the whole world. And then I want to rule the whole world meant fighting wars. You have to conquer the whole of Europe, conquer England, conquer all the nations, and bring them under your power. But he couldn't accomplish it, and he died. Hopefully, that's not the vision of God. Even if Germany is rich, it's not for you to go and stage World War II, you know, because Germany is the richest country. Germany was the richest country then. And then you thought the purpose of riches in Germany was for you to dominate the whole world and fight wars and fight nations in Europe. And he was already conquering some of the nations. Read history. Adolf Hitler was already, because Germany was the richest country then, he thought to fight war. That's not the purpose of rich. If you are rich, if God bless you, if you have it, you are supposed to be helping the poor and the needy. There are enough poor people on earth. Oh, yes. All over the world, there are poor people, unprivileged people, underprivileged. There are homeless people. There are people in hospitals sick. There are people who can't pay their bills. There are people who are in need. There are people suffering and crying every day. They can't even get a loaf of bread to eat. They have to go and beg or something like that. They eat all over the world, even here in the United States. You can't believe this. You go to California, like in Los Angeles. You go to California. You go to New York. Just travel around the world. You see, when I was in Africa, there are no poor people in the United States, because the Americans I saw were the rich ones. So I thought everybody in America was rich until I came here And then I started seeing homeless people in America. I started seeing beggars in the street, at the train station, at the bus station, at the gas station, people begging for quarters, begging. You go to Washington, D.C., see homeless people everywhere. Go to Los Angeles, California, go to New York, just go around, and then go to England, and then go to Canada, and go to Australia. Before you go to Africa and the Philippines and India, poor people everywhere. This is not to say that there are no rich people. There are rich people. There are people God has privileged you to make money. Let me tell you, it is God that gives you power to preach word. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, it says, God gives you power. God gives you knowledge. God gives you the ability to create wealth. So it is not by your power, nor by your might that you are rich, that you have it. It's not by your strength. The reason is, it is God's grace. It's just God's mercy. If you doubt it, go to thinking rich people. Go to thinking rich people and ask them, how did you get here? How did you come about it? They will tell you that every other person could have been like this, but it just happened that I am like this. God just made me to get to this level. Of course, they did some businesses, did some jobs. They did a lot of things to get there. But let me tell you, if God did not help you, if God did not make it possible for you to be rich, you are not rich at all. If God did not help you to be rich, you are not rich at all, at all, at all. Don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. It is the grace of God that makes people wealthy and rich. And so therefore, you must serve God with it. Genesis chapter 12, we just read, God told Abraham, I will bless you and make you a blessing. I will make your name great. From you, nations shall come forth. And then he said, whoever blesses you, I will bless you. I will cut. That is to tell you that everything comes from God. Bible says every good gift comes from God. All right, look at the life of King Solomon. King Solomon became the richest man today. He had wealth, had riches, he had fame, he had people, he had everything you can think about. But Solomon was not thinking about war. I prefer his method. He wasn't thinking about going to war and fighting and killing. No, that's not the purpose. Instead, Solomon was taking care of the poor people in his kingdom. He was ministering to those in need and feeding them, feeding the hungry, just like Jesus did. Jesus fed 4,000 people and fed another 5,000 people. You read that in the scriptures. Jesus fed 4,000 people and fed another 5,000 people, and he kept doing it. Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 to 21, Jesus was feeding the poor and the hungry. Mark chapter 6, verse 30 to 44. Then Luke Gospel chapter 9, verse 10 to 17. You know, these are instances where Jesus feed the poor and feed the hungry. And that's what it should be. You are to help those in need, to minister to those that are the privileged people all over the world who have needs. You may not be able to reach out to every one of them, but you should be able to reach out to those around you and those you can get to. This is very important, because this idea of somebody being rich and immediately think about war, it is not God's idea. It's God's idea. The devil is the one who came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. A few days ago, I was on YouTube, and they were showing the picture of the late Chief Odumegwu Ojukwu of Nigeria. He was the governor of the Eastern Region from Nnewi, Nigeria. His father was sitting rich, and after his father died, he inherited the wealth of his father. So, let's have a corner, Odumegwu Ojukwu, blessed memory. His father's wealth now came into his hands, and he became rich to the point that it was recorded that Ojukwu was the richest man in Nigeria after the time he was alive, in the 40s, late 40s, into 50s, and then into 50s and so on. You know, Ojukwu was the richest man in the whole of Nigeria during his reign when he was on earth. And then the next part of the story goes that, so he initiated the Biafra War. That really spoiled my heart. Yeah, he led around Colonel Odumegwu Ojukwu. Okay, you want to call him Chief Odumegwu Emeka Ojukwu. You want to call him Chief, it's okay. You want to call him Lieutenant Colonel because he occupied those seats. Of course, he not well, but he was now in town. He started that, and he inherited the wealth of his father. He was now a billionaire after that time. But they even wrote there that he had up to $4 billion after that time. That time, Naira was valuable, and so it was recorded that Ojukwu was the richest man in the whole of Nigeria. He was the richest man. Then the other part of the report says that he initiated the Biafra War. That really so if people are rich, they should go and initiate war. That is not God. That's not how God wants it to be. Even if you are rich like that, help your people, help the poor, help your country, help your fellow Igbo, your fellow Nnewi, Enugu, Abao, Umuahia, name it, Utuka, all those places, Abakaliki, Onitsha. Help your people. Help those that I need. Minister to the oppressed. Do whatever you can do. See? That's what it should be. We are blessed to be a blessing. That is the purpose of God's blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing to others. We are to help those in need. We are to minister to the oppressed and minister to the needy. That's what it should be. But if you look around the world, it is always somebody is blessed, and then immediately he thinks about war. Okay, Vladimir Putin, it is recorded that Vladimir Putin of Moscow, Russia, is the richest president on earth right now. It is recorded that Vladimir Putin of Moscow, Russia, is the richest president, and the report goes that he's worth $200 billion. It's worth $200 billion. That is the report. But what next? What next is he's fighting wars, organizing war. He's not thinking about helping the people of the country, the Russians that are poor and need, Russians that are homeless, those that are underprivileged, those in hospitals and those in need, they are not thinking what they can do for such persons. What they are thinking about is go and produce and manufacture war equipment. War, because that's what they are, all of them are doing now. They are spending billions of dollars just manufacturing missiles, submarines, jet fighter, jet bomber. They are spending all these billions on, you know, equipment to go and kill people at Ukraine. Kill people. Just bombers and creating, you know, manufacturing all kinds of war equipment. Trying people to go to war. And they are fighting already, and the fight is still, and they are spending all this money just to go and kill people. Just to go and kill people. That's what they are doing. And then to spoil it all, it has dragged the United States and several other nations to do the same. They are now diverting money to go and fight wars and manufacture war equipment. And you see, those jet bombers, submarines, those drones, those war equipment, you see, they are very, very expensive. Very, very, you have no idea what those things cost. One jet fighter can cost billions of dollars, jet bomber, not to talk of submarines, not to talk of, you know, different type of modern war equipment that they are bringing in now, producing them. They spend billions of dollars, billions upon billions upon billions. You know, the government now, the United States and other nations, they are shipping billions of dollars to go and fight war. Other nations are doing the same. While they are doing that, their own economy is suffering. And the emphasis have shifted from helping the people of their country. They are not interested in helping their country people anymore. They are not interested. No, they are not interested in helping the poor, the homeless, and the needy. No, that's not where it must go. It must go to create bombs and jetters and jets and killers and murderers and all these things. These things don't profit anybody. These are wasteful lives. God is not going to bless you doing this. No, God is angry. God is very, very angry with what is going on right now. And I want to beg all Christians all over the world. Let me tell you this. I am pleading to Christians all over the world. Please, if you have ever prayed for peace to reign in this world, it is now. If you have ever prayed that there should be peace on earth, it is now. Please, all Christians all over the world, churches, all Christians should pray for the world right now, because the devil is working overnight and they are preparing for, let me use the word of the Chinese president. The Chinese president says, first he said he wants to rule the world. Yes, that's what the Chinese president said. He said he wants to rule the world. He has said that earlier some years ago. And now, the Russian thing has dragged him into the war, and he clenched his fist. And then he said, the whole world should prepare for Armageddon. And they are getting ready to attack Taiwan. Of course, they are fighting. Not to talk of other wars, other nations getting ready for, you know, then all this. Of course, Jesus said, nation shall rise against nation. There must be war and all these things. But if we can prevent it, the best. If we can pray God to stop these people, the best. If God can intervene and stop all these things that are coming up, the best. Because you don't know what peace until you lose peace. You don't know the value of peace and rest of mind until you have lost it. Can you imagine people running from their country because of fightings and wars? People pack their things. You watch it in the news, running to another country. People evacuating. People migrating from the country they have always lived just because there's going to be war, there's going to be killing. And of course, several of them are being killed. Some have run away. Some ran from their country. And so on and so forth. Please, if we can pray God to stop this phenomenon, it will be better. Because it is not, it is getting worse and worse every day. More nations are getting into this thing and it's going to be worse. Now, look at what it has done. The whole world now is divided into two. The whole country, the whole world is being divided into two. If you are on the part of Russia, you are not on the part of Ukraine. If you are with Ukraine, you are not with Russia. And so the whole world is divided against itself. Can you imagine a kingdom divided against itself can never stand? This is what it was in the Second World War when the nations began to attack themselves. Nations, you know, fighting nations and destruction of life and property. This is not the purpose of God's blessing. God is not blessing a nation so that we will go and kill people. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 21 verse 8, say all murderers, all liars, all warmongers, all thieves, all of them shall find themselves in the lake of fire which burneth with brimstone, and they will be there forever and ever. God bless you to go and fight war. God did not make you rich to go and fight war. God did not create you to go and fight war. No, you didn't have money so that the money to buy equipment and hire men and women to go and kill themselves in battlefields. That's not the purpose of God's blessing. Get it right. See, look at the scripture. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. This is King Solomon. King Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs. He wrote the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. Then the Song of Solomon, this is Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. He says, he that giveth to the poor lendeth unto God, and God will repay him. That's Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. Whosoever giveth to the poor, lending to the Lord. You are helping God, you are doing God's will, you are doing God's purpose. You are doing God's work. When you help the poor and the needy, when you help the poor and the needy, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17, you are doing the will of God. You are doing the work of God. You are doing what God wants you to do when you help the poor and the needy. God didn't bless you to go and create weapons of war, to go and kill people. That's not the purpose of God's blessing. Let's get it right. If you look at the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, St. Luke's Gospel chapter 10, verse 25 to 37, the Good Samaritan went out of his way to help someone who was in need. Chapter 10, verse 25 to 37. The Good Samaritan went out of his way to help someone who is in need. And that's what it should be. Love your neighbor as yourself. I have to hate you enough to throw a bomb, to throw a missile, you know, on you. It has to be that I hate you enough. And what is all this hatred? What is the purpose of all this fighting? So then the book of James chapter 4 says, from whence cometh wars among you? From when cometh war? From when James chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. From when comes wars and fightings and killings and shootings and destructions among you? James chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. See, from where does this thing come from? All these fightings and killing and shooting and destruction. From whence cometh war? James chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. It comes from you being selfish and greedy. It comes from pride and arrogance. It comes from hatred, jealousy, and envy. You are wanting everything for yourself. You want to own everything, and then you are creating fightings and killing so that you can subdue people and take over and occupy. The earth is the Lord and its fullness thereof. There's nothing that belongs to you here on earth. You shall die. Everyone is going to die. It is appointed as a man wants to die. After that, there will be judgment. What are you struggling to own? You are struggling to go and own other people's country. You want to go and own this. You want to own that. You want to have this. You want to have that. Eh? The oil that God put so that everybody will enjoy. One person will soon grab the whole oil and say everybody else go and suffer. Eh? Kuwait, they are on their own. So that would say it came from nowhere. He said Kuwait belongs to him. Covetousness. It's a neighbor's vineyard. Neighbor's vineyard. Covetousness. The sin of covetousness. Greed. Selfishness. I want to own it all. I want to have everything. And you will see die and leave everything here. You will see die. And let me tell you this. Only what is done for God shall remain. Only what is done for the Almighty God shall remain. Everything shall go in pieces. Then Peter, the Apostle Peter, said the earth and its elements shall melt away with the fervent heat. All these things you have seen, skyscrapers, buildings, airplanes, and they say Paris is the most beautiful country. All those things are going to melt away with the fervent heat. All these things are going to melt away with the fervent heat. All these things are going to melt away with the fervent heat. Only what is done for God shall remain. Only what is done for the kingdom of God's sake shall remain. Every other thing shall pass away. The earth and its elements shall pass away. So what are you struggling for? Eh? I heard that you have millionaire, then you have multimillionaire, then you have billionaires, and then you have trillionaires. I think they still have more than that. Some people are more than trillionaires. Especially if you go to New York or California, you meet people who they have passed billionaires. They are not billionaires again. They have passed that stage. They are now trillionaires. They own trillions. In New York, you see those type of people plenty. Eh? They are now trillionaire. Billionaire is too small for them. They are not billionaire. They have passed multi-millionaire. They have passed that one. They go to billionaire. They are billionaire. Then they pass billionaire again. They are now trillionaire. You see those people in New York and California, and then some other parts of the world. In Russia and other places, they call them oligarchs. And then the news, they be in the news, say he owns a yacht. That's a ship. It's a mansion inside a ship on top of the ocean. It's a mansion inside a ship that is on top of the ocean. They call it yacht. You see, this person owns a yacht that costs so billion. And they are doing those type of nonsense things all over the world. Then I look, I said, what are all these? One mansion costs billions of dollars. Just one mansion of a person, one person. And then most of these airplanes are private jets. Some of them cost millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to own just one private jet. And they are heaping money, heaping wealth, and heaping riches, and heaping all these things. None of these people are thinking about poor people, and they are not thinking about helping humanity. They are not thinking about what they can do for humanity. They are not thinking about feeding the poor, feeding the hungry like Jesus. They are not thinking about it. What they are thinking about is they want to go and fight war. You know, they want to go and just own wealth and have wealth and riches. Let me tell you this. You will die and go to hell with your wealth and your riches. And let me tell you, if you don't repent and give your life to Jesus and be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit and go to heaven, you will die woefully, leave your wealth and riches on earth where rocks and animals are going to eat them up, and then you are going to hellfire because you rejected Jesus Christ, you refuse to be saved, you refuse to give your life to Jesus, you refuse to be a child of God. Now you are in the lake of fire, burning with brimstone, the worm died not. And that was what happened with the rich man and the Lazarus. The rich man did not go to hellfire because he was a rich man. No, that's not what happened. The rich man didn't go to hellfire because he was a rich man. He was a rich man who rejected God, rejected Christ, rejected the gospel. And all he's thinking is probably, well, all these people who are fighting wars and fight wars and kill people. Those are the type of things they are doing. But Lazarus, though he was poor, he followed the ways of God. And then the Bible says, Lazarus died. And then the rich man also died. And then there was a difference. For Lazarus, the angels welcomed him to heaven. God welcomed him to heaven, and he went into heaven. And he was there, the bosom of Abraham. And then the Bible says the rich man also died. But the story was different. Because he rejected Christ, rejected God, the word of God, refused to be saved, refused to be born again. All he was thinking about is worldliness and worldly things and wealth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all things shall be added unto you. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. You need to seek Jesus and the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? The rich man died. Everyone must die. If you live on earth, it will be maybe 150 years. The Bible says it is appointed to die after that judgment. Everybody must die. You must face judgment. Each of us has God, and he will give account of your life. What is your account? Your account is that you made wealth and riches, and you are going to war and fighting war and shooting and killing, bombing. That is what you did on earth. That is when you'll be told, depart, ye workers of iniquity. I know you not. You'll be going to hell fire, where you'll be there forever. The worms, diet, the heat, harvest heat. You'll be burning 24/7, day and night, gnashing of teeth. The rich man died and went to hell fire with all his wealth and riches. Perish with your wealth and riches. Perish with your stupid riches, your foolish riches. And while he was in hell fire suffering, the Bible says he lifted up his eyes and he saw Lazarus in heaven with God at the bosom of Abraham. And so the rich man beckoned. He said, oh, Lazarus, you used to be my friend when we were on earth. Oh, Lazarus, please help me. Dip your hand in the water and bring me a drop of water. Lazarus, don't suffer. The man went there, you won't go send a message again. Now your message is this. Eh? So Lazarus is your messenger. Even though he's in heaven and you are in hell, evil people say, oh, yeah. Eh? Oh, yeah. The rich man said, Lazarus, dip your hand in the water and bring me just one drop into my tongue so that to cool my taste. Even if it's a cup of water or a bucket of water, will that even satisfy you now? You are asking somebody to bring you a drop of water. If that tells you the suffering in hell and forever and ever throughout eternity, endless eternity, you will be there suffering like that, asking for a drop of water. Will a drop of water solve your problem now? A drop of water. And Lazarus was having a good time in heaven, worshiping God, worshiping Christ, doing the work of God, doing the will of God, praising God, and enjoying heaven, the kingdom of God. That kingdom of God is not meat and drink. That kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy. But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost. Thy kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Thy kingdom of God is not meat and drink. But righteousness and peace and joy. But righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It is righteousness, peace, and joy, righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, that the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, that the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Come on. Come on, everybody, don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? You see, if you miss heaven, that is your fault. Nobody will be held responsible. And you are going to spend your eternity in the lake of fire, burned with brimstone, because you lived a careless life. You did not live for God. King Solomon was serving God with his well. He built temple for God. King Solomon. Oh, yes. He was feeling poor. And look at him. Look at him. King Solomon, Proverbs 19, that giveth to the poor, lendeth to the Lord, and the Lord repay him back. See, King Solomon, though he was the richest man in his day, he was feeding the hungry and feeding the... That is the purpose of blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing. We are supposed to be a blessing to humanity. That's what it should be. That's the Abrahamic covenant. And then he decided to be greedy and selfish and war-minded men, blood-letting people, wickedness. So if people are rich, it's about wickedness. It's about war, fighting, jet bombers and jet fighters and ammunition. Drones, submarines, and all the war equipment, hand grenades, employing troops to go and kill themselves and kill people. That's not the purpose of wealth. That's not the purpose of riches. That's not the purpose. That is not what God blessed us for. God didn't bless you to go and do that. God blessed you to be a blessing to others. Love your neighbor and help. In need. Help those in need. Minister to your parents. Feed the hungry. Look for the homeless people. Take care of them. Oh, yes. I was told the story of a man. His dog lived in a mansion that cost $4 million. A dog. Somebody's dog lived in a mansion that cost $4 million. The dog. Just a dog. Animal. They put the animal to live inside the mansion that cost $4 million. So a dog, another woman willed her wealth, her estate, and her riches. She willed them to her cat. She owns a cat. She's a pretty rich woman. She owns a cat. So she willed her wealth to that cat, that animal. That is what she will have wealth. While all these things are happening, there are homeless people in the street. There are poor people. There are people in need. Go to the hospitals and see people in need. Go move around and see people begging in the street corner, at the bus stop, at the train station, at the marketplace, at the gas station. People are begging for quarters to be able to see per day. You didn't think of that. That's not your talk. That's not your direction. All the billions of dollars go to the world and kill people must go, and the whole world now, they are pushing billions of dollars to go and fight wars, manufacture war, deploy people to go and kill themselves, and that is what all of them are doing now. Shame on you. Shame. Shame on you. That is not the purpose of God. That is not the purpose of God. That's not the purpose of God. The purpose of God is for you to love your neighbor as a self, for you to help those in need. Why is it that once people are rich? Because Vladimir Putin is rated as the richest president on earth right now. That's the rating. Putin of Moscow is rated as the richest president on earth. And they say that he is worth $200 billion. That's what it's worth. So what is the purpose? Is it to go and be fighting wars and killing and shooting and destroying? That's not the purpose. That is not the purpose of your being rich. You are not rich so that you can go and kill people and destroy lives and property. No, that's not the purpose. You are blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing. When God bless, when we are rich, we are to help the poor and the needy. We are to clothe the naked. You know, the good religion. A good religion is the one that helps those who are in need, who are oppressed. And all over the world, look at the government at 1 verse 27, good religion. to give to the orphans and the widows, the fatherless and the motherless, and those that are underprivileged. Those are the people you should be ministering to, helping, instead of keeping wealth, keeping riches, to go and manufacture jet bombers and jet fighters, to go and manufacture war equipment, to go and destroy life. That's not the vision of God. That's not the purpose. You need to repent from that. You need to turn away from your wicked ways. You need to turn from those wicked acts and foolish and stupid acts. You don't need to do such evil things because you are rich. You are not rich to go and do evil. You need to repent. You need to turn from all those ways so that the kingdom of God shall be yours, so that you can have heaven as your own. You need to receive Jesus Christ in your heart, into your life. You need to have Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. What shall it profit you if it shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is a day of salvation. Make a decision to follow Jesus Christ. Open up your heart and let him come in and dwell in you. You is hope of glory. When you have Jesus, you have everything. You have the peace of God and the joy of God. And may these words find a place in your heart. May you be a doer of this word and not just a hearer alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that people will repent and turn away from wickedness. There is no rest for the wicked. There is no peace for the wicked. Affliction will not rest upon us the second time. No, not at all. The rod of the wicked cannot rest upon the righteous. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, yes, Holy Ghost, do your work now. Confirm your word in signs and wonders. Let it be you, oh God. Let there be a turnaround in the lives of everyone who hear your word today. Let them make a decision to turn from their wicked ways and seek the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Yes, you need to have Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life, into the door of your heart knocking. If you will open up, he will come in and talk with you so that you can have eternal life. You need to worship him and be a child of God. Be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to live a holy life so that heaven will be your home when you leave this world. What are you doing fighting wars and killing and shooting and destroying of people and lives? What are you doing with all those things? There's no reward for that. There's no pay. There's no reward. You are just serving the devil. The devil came to see, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Why will you do the work of Satan? Don't do the work of the devil. You are not the devil. You don't have to be a devil. May God help us in the name of Jesus. I'm still pleading to Christians all over the world, wherever you are, please pray for peace to reign on earth. We don't want wars and killing and shooting and fighting. We don't want wars. China preparing to attack Taiwan and then the other nation. And then North Korea is now coming in. And then Russia is doing their own. And then Ukraine and then this one. And then all the nations are fighting and killing and destroying. There is no, we don't gain anything from those things. You are just destroying yourself. You need to repent and give your life to Jesus. You need to be born again. You need to be saved. You can have eternal life in heaven with God. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. You need to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ. The narrow way that leads to eternal life. Narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and very few are finding it. But broad is the way that lead to destruction. And many are going to the broad way that lead to destruction. You need to come out of that broad way and follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that the Holy Spirit will convince you to do the truth, to follow the way of Christ, follow Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You will have eternal life. God bless you. Jesus loves you. We love you very much. We pray, God, to bless all of you. Thank you so much for your cooperation. Thank you for listening. Please follow this message to as many people you know all over the world. Tweet it, share it, email it, test it out to people. Let them know the truth. That the truth will set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. Thank you so much. Feel free to email us at miraclesradio@gmail.com, or you can reach us on the phone, area code 202-460-7110. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Please look for a healing church where they preach righteousness, where they preach repentance, where they preach about Jesus Christ, where the people live a holy life. Look for a good Bible-believing church and join and be watching God and serve God. God bless you all. Thank you so much. The Lord reward you abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God loves you and I love you. And that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should go.